This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, July 18th. I'm Patricia Naft. Don't be surprised if you see a lot of BMW motorcycles in the North Fork Valley over the next 3 days. Many of them are here for the 43rd Top of the Rockies Rally. KVNF's Laura Pomisano spoke with some of the riders at the event.
Good thing is, it's not loud.
Mark Lee is one of hundreds of BMW motorcycle owners that have descended on Paonia for the Top of the Rockies Rally.
I live in Silverton, and thought I'd come down and see the other bikes.
What do you ride?
This is a 1975 R90/6. It's a fairly old motorcycle, but it's been rebuilt and it's running really strong.
Last year, 460 riders registered for the rally put on by the BMW Motorcycle Club of Colorado. The club estimates anywhere from 400 to 500 riders will be at this year's event.
Fairly quiet compared to my road bikes. Very, very quiet.
That's Jeff Gronsky of Colorado Springs. He's a BMW motorcycle owner.
This is my third year here. Come for the rally and enjoy the riding out here.
What do you ride?
It's a G650 GS Sertao. It's a 2012 650 single.
Friday night, the Rusty Wright Blues Band will be playing. Saturday night, the Already Gone Band will play. And the rally will wrap up on Sunday. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
A furry beast, a brave rider, and a roaring crowd is all you need for the rodeo tradition known as mutton bustin'. Think of it as bull riding, but for six-year-olds. The furry beast is actually a woolly sheep. Mutton bustin' was first introduced back in the 1980s, but the crowd pleaser is now a favorite at many rodeos and county fairs across Colorado. Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon followed one young mutton buster as she got ready for her very first ride at a rodeo in Colorado.
6-year-old Nevaeh Salgado stands quietly off to the side while her father, Dominic, signs a waiver. She's one of the many kindergartners clinging to their parents' legs. Most are dressed in cowboy hats, denim, and Western-style shirts. Nevaeh's wearing a pink plaid shirt, bedazzled with a sparkly galloping horse.
What are you coming to do?
I'm gonna ride the sheep.
Nevaeh saw other kids try mutton busting at last year's rodeo and insisted she try it this time. Participants are usually between the ages of 5 and 7, so at 6, Nevaeh is right in the sweet spot. Her mom, Daisha, says she can be a little spitfire.
She's very independent. She is. I mean, she's always, Mom, I can do it myself, and I can do this. And I mean, when it comes to animals, she loves animals. So this is something that's a good experience for her.
Last night we practiced before I went to bed. I fell off, and then I got back on, and I hanged on tight around his neck.
A chain-link fence with thin plastic slats separate the sheep from the group of young mutton busters while they wait. Nevaeh presses her face against it to sneak a peek.
Can you tell which one you want?
The one that's standing up.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that's why I want a big one.
Looks pretty fluffy.
It does.
Just like the sheep, rodeo staff corral the kids into a small holding pen.
All right, there we go.
And fasten on black vests and helmets.
Does that fit okay? Feel okay for you?
Feels kind of hard, but feels good. Huh?
The mutton busters get a few final stretches in.
All right, let's touch our toes. Touch your toes.
Some last-minute pep talks.
And whatever happens, you do the best you can.
And it's off to the arena.
Listen to these people. You're crazy. Who wants to watch some little kids ride some sheep? Oh.
The children stand in a line, waiting their turn to be lifted up by a couple cowboys and onto the back of a sheep. They stand wide-eyed, glancing up to their parents in the stands, looking nervous and excited. Everyone's ready with technique advice for the kids.
Are you ready?
75.
Okay. Know what to do? Okay, just grab on as hard as you can. Come off, you want to have fluff in your hands, okay?
Here comes Novaya.
Novaya clings to the sheep, arms around its neck, and when the cowboys let go, it darts forward in a straight line.
Come on. Come on.
6 seconds later, and Nevaeh slides off and gets a face full of dirt.
Holy mackerel! Jack Ryder! Jack Ryder! Holy boys!
Eat a little dirt? A little bit?
Shut that kid for medical!
The kids are judged on how long they held on, and for style. Nevaeh's 88 points was a high score, enough to put her in second place. And after all the adrenaline in the arena, Nevaeh is reunited with her parents.
Angel, oh my goodness, I'm so proud of you. Good job. Were you scared?
No.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I ate, there was dirt in my mouth.
Was there dirt in your mouth?
A mouthful of dirt, a couple fistfuls of wool, and a shiny belt buckle are her prizes. And because she's only six, Nevaeh says she'll be back next year for another try at first place. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media reports on farm and food issues and is a collaboration of KUNC and other public media stations in the Midwest. You can find more stories or comment on this one at harvestpublicmedia.org. You can see Mutton Bustin' at the Delta County Fair in Hotchkiss in August. Citizens for a Healthy Community just filed paperwork to halt the leasing of 108 gas wells southeast of Grand Junction. Like similar claims that have been brought to the BLM, this asserts that the BLM did not conduct the proper environmental analysis before approving the leases. Governor John Hickenlooper has formally pulled the plug on the possibility of a special legislation session to consider stricter rules for the oil and gas industry. Hickenlooper says there weren't enough stakeholders on board for a bipartisan solution. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The governor and a broad coalition, including several oil and gas companies, had agreed to a compromise bill. It would have allowed local communities to increase the setback distance between drilling rigs and homes and schools, and enact tougher rules for noise and other disturbances. Democratic House Majority Leader Dickie Lee Hollinghorst of Boulder was involved in the negotiations.
I'm disappointed that we didn't get as far as passing a bill in a special session. I think that would have been the best for the people of the state of Colorado. That would have solved this issue a lot better than any other way to approach it. I'm not giving up. This is an important issue. This is a vital issue to communities and families.
And the issue may be settled by voters. Democratic Congressman Jared Polis is financially backing two proposals. One would quadruple the current setback distance. Supporters must gather more than 86,000 valid signatures by August 4th to make the November election ballot. Polis was involved in the special session negotiations and had pledged to drop his ballot proposals if state lawmakers passed a bill. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Stay tuned for Western Slope Skies, followed by Alan and the Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.